Good afternoon. Thank you very much. This is Nikos Rumbanis from the Transport Statistics Unit of Eurostat. I would like to say a few words on what we have done so far in this field of passenger mobility and what are the plans for the future. Passenger mobility was a very important issue, and we didn't have good data. A few years ago, we sat together with the policy services in Brussels to see what we can compare between countries, what indicators we could have in common, and how well the data that are available at national level, they match. I have to say that this information was important at EU level, and it was very important that we could compare between countries because this data would direct policies, would direct finance and investment in infrastructure. So it was very important to have comparable statistics on passenger mobility, and it was very difficult to compare what was available at national level. There were quite a lot of countries which they were making very good dedicated surveys, often outside the statistical system in specialized institutes with very detailed data, but it was very hard to compare either because they had different output indicators or different basic concepts. So we were asked to try and do something at European level here in Eurostat. So what did we do? We put together a task force, a group of experts, statisticians, and the passenger mobility experts, and we drafted the guidelines. These guidelines for passenger mobility surveys, they don't address all the issues and all possible options for surveys and indicators. They are limited to some which we and these experts, they considered important, so that we can have at the end of every survey or every data collection some comparable indicators, but also comparable basic concepts so that the way the data would be collected is not very different, because this is very, very important in terms of quality of statistics. So already in 2015, we had a version of these guidelines, and then year after year, we improved them with the help of surveys. And we financed 12 European member states to do surveys. You've heard already from Latvia and from Slovenia, and also others like Denmark, to adapt what they had to these indicators that we were looking for. I think the value of these guidelines was that it allowed countries which did not have any travel surveys to start to do some basic work, and it also allowed countries which had already very good statistics to use what they have, post-harmonize and rework their microdata to produce comparable indicators so that they can compare in some cases their performance with other countries. And then we published data for 13 or 14 countries. We recently received also the data from France, and I would like to thank Florian. We received the data from Germany also without being part of our grants system and we will include them to our publication, which you can find on our website. Now, how do we proceed? Because our objective was to have all the European countries' data and be able to compare what could be compared, but between all the countries. And that did not happen because not everybody participated or were interested to participate. It was also a period of COVID, surveys were difficult, and then I have to say there was also the census, the population census, who took a lot of resources from the statistical offices. And then this passenger mobility project was, let's say, a second priority. So how do we proceed? We decided not to finance this year, maybe not even next year, passenger mobility surveys, but we are going to follow a different path. We want to put more effort in developing methods and uses for big data. And if we manage to advance a little bit in the use of big data altogether by developing methods, by developing, let's say, approaches, by having access to data, to useful data, maybe in the next round of passenger mobility surveys that we could envisage, we could combine better the traditional ways of collecting passenger mobility statistics with these new ways and new data that we hopefully we will develop this year and next year. And how are we planning to do that? We already have one project in Eurostat on traffic and mobility, where we have experts from the scientific community, universities, and also statisticians, that they are structuring and they're documenting possible sources of information and methods, and they are experimenting what can be done a little bit along the lines we've heard this morning, but let's say in a way that would prioritize approaches that would be, let's say, applicable across the EU. A second action, which we have already started, is to facilitate experimentation with big data. So we are going to set up the so-called web intelligence hubs, so data spaces with tools where we can put microdata, specimen microdata, and allow statisticians from the statistical offices to experiment and try out and see what they can do to produce official statistics based on data, not only of their country and their operators, but also of other countries. Another action that we are planning already this year is to support actions which they will, let's say, build on existing know-how. We have seen that a lot of countries, they can do a lot. I visited Poland recently, and they can do a lot on using big data, and they have indicators which they can produce already published. So I think we want to support these actions and take them further, because they could become some prototypes also to apply across other countries. A last option, which I do not have a lot of hope, is that as our organization has also some legitimacy,